And so I'm at Hyde Park, at Speaker's Corner, the usually bonkers Speaker's Corner, but not today. Today I've heard some sense being spoken. That is quite a rarity. Now, the last time I was here at Hyde Park must have been in the balmy, balmy midsummer days, and I came here to see Bruce Springsteen. He was good. And I paid my £50 or so to go and see the boss. And here today, on a freezing cold Sunday lunchtime, I've just seen Billy Bragg, who I suppose, musically and at a pinch, in an ideological kind of way, there isn't too much of a gulf between Springsteen and Billy Bragg. Billy today wasn't playing, he was speaking at Speaker's Corner. You've probably caught his campaign that he's launched about withholding his own personal tax payment from the Treasury at midnight tonight. All really, as a protest really, against RBS, which is now a publicly owned bank, still paying out these £1 million bonuses. And so the campaign has been organised pretty much online and has got good support. You can see the Facebook campaign or just check out Billy Bragg's Twitter feed. And there was really a big event here at Speaker's Corner, and so Billy was speaking for around half an hour or so, and currently as I speak into my iPhone, I'm uploading via Audioboo the entire speech. Now I came along here as a flag waver for Billy Bragg, musically and politically. He's a figure that has personally just shaped not just my own views over the past 25 years, but just concepts about how we should behave with each other and decency and what it means to be part of a fair and equal society. But I thought, even for me, I thought, yeah, he's pushing it a bit too far this time, because not paying his tax, he's going to get his £100 fine from the Treasury. £100, that's about a few downloads, probably a fair few more from the iTunes store, and he can pay for it. Now, if I withhold my taxes tonight, I've actually already paid them, then I'll get my £100 fine, and that would really eat into my own budgets for next month. So I thought, yeah, it's a bit rich. Talking with the tax man about poetry and all those kind of stolen references. So I wanted to come here to Hyde Park to try and see how I could justify this. And he started speaking, and speaking and speaking. And what became apparent about 3 or 4 minutes into it, this just wasn't some kind of quip or some off-the-cuff comment about how we can make political gain out of RBS paying their bankers these millions of pounds. This wasn't, I don't think, just an isolated campaign by Billy. What it became a rant, a huge manifesto. And I think it became, in essence, half an hour of him speaking about the past 25 years or so, and like where we've got to in this country in terms of the right being very, very strong towards the mid late 80s, and then the optimism of the mid 90s and the whole Blair years and New Labour, and how the people of this country really have just been totally fooled and hoodwinked, and we're kind of sleepwalking into this right wing disaster being governed by a Labour Party. You know, you can see how it's even inspiring me now. But yeah, this was just more than a one-off campaign, and he spoke very, very eloquently for half an hour. Very angry, very impassioned, and just, I think, it just seems he was trying to put across where he feels, where he's at now personally, after 25 years of campaigning, and what the solution is. And the solution for Billy is to not pay his taxes. And as mentioned, that's not really practical for me, but I'm there with him still, along with the ride, doing what I can, very, very small piece, I think what we all can, just to try and change things and get things to be a lot better, because certainly right now, I think as we approach the elections in May, there's not a great deal of choice out there. So currently I'm just saying Billy now, he's doing the media bit. Again, he can be quite cynical, but he has got the face for this, I think. Or he's got the voice for this, and people will listen to him, and hopefully he'll generate a few more headlines over the next few hours and make people just really think about what's happening in terms of the economy and in terms of RBS. But yeah, he's given me that fighting spirit. So thank you for that again, Mr. Bragg. Thank you for the past 25 years, and long may it continue.